This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Hostess, maker of Twinkies and Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos, reports quarterly profits today. The pandemic has mostly been good to the indulgent snack industry. That's what it's called. I didn't make that up. People have been eating at home, finding a little extra comfort in cookies and cupcakes. And now, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
I have a box of Twinkies in front of me. And I'm going to do what I think most Twinkie eaters try to avoid at all costs. Flip the box over and read the ingredients. Sugar, enriched flour, high fructose corn syrup, eggs, beyond combining for 280 calories a serving.
They're all saying inflation.
That's Rebecca Schuneman, an analyst with Morningstar. So far this year, corn prices are up more than 30%. Wheat is also up double digits. And Schuneman says those aren't the only ingredients in the inflation mix. For companies like Hostess, Little Debbie, Entenmann's.
We're also seeing freight inflation and labor inflation as there's labor shortages. So consumers can expect to see, you know, either some higher prices on the shelf or possibly some smaller package sizes.
Ben Garrison says he would be fine paying a little more for his beloved donuts. Better than reducing the number of frosted mini donuts in a family pack.
Yeah, if you doubled the price, I wouldn't bat an eyelash.
Chocolate donuts got Garrison through much of 2020. Cooped up in his San Antonio home, he was juggling his day job, his toddler, and hiding his donut habit from his wife.
She was folding a basket of laundry, and I went, oh no, because I had totally thrown a bag of donuts into that basket.
Now that the world is opening back up, people are starting to think about their judgy coworkers again, and they're cutting back on their midnight sugar binges. That's not necessarily bad news for the indulgent snack industry. It gets a lot of sales from 7-Elevens and gas stations, where people could be visiting more often. David Garfield with the consulting firm Alex Partners says there's another source of demand to keep in mind.
Kids going back to school and those that are packing lunches, obviously, and I think after-school snacks aren't going anywhere.
And it's been hard to have after-school snacks without school. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.